The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Mostly cloudy now. 57 degrees. We have a northwest wind gusting to 24 miles per hour. Numerous storms developed and moved slowly eastward overnight across central Kansas. A few of the stronger storms produced hail, high winds, and heavy rain. A severe thunderstorm warning was issued for several counties in the south-central part of the state around midnight. That included Sedgwick County. Heavy rain was reported in Wichita with a wind gust of 63 miles per hour clocked at Eisenhower Airport. Some tree damage, power outages, and some power lines down reported around the city. Many areas of the state continue to deal with power outages from weekend storms. Communities near Haviland and Greensburg were impacted with at least 60 power poles that were brought down. Resources have been set up to help people affected by storms in Plevna. Reno County has opened a resource center at the Abbeville Community Church. The American Red Cross has a shelter, and the Salvation Army is serving meals. Valerie Taylor with the Reno County United Way says people from the surrounding area have come to town to assist the survivors.
It was reported this morning that they had more volunteers on ground helping with cleanup efforts than they had a population in the town. So it just speaks to the heart of America and how Kansas shows up.
The resource center is open through Wednesday. The Kansas Prisoner Review Board has rescinded its previous decision to grant parole to a man who was convicted of killing a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper in 1978.
78-year-old Jimmy Nelms was sentenced to consecutive life terms, plus 9 years after being convicted of unlawful possession of a firearm, aggravated kidnapping and murder in the first degree of Kansas Highway Patrolman Trooper Conroy O'Brien. Nelms was convicted in 1979 and has been housed at the Winfield Correctional Facility. He's been eligible for parole since 1992 and has appeared before the parole board 9 times. He was initially granted parole after a hearing in March, but an official decision wasn't made until May the 6th. The KHP and the Kansas State Troopers Association immediately condemned that decision. On Friday, the board held a new hearing and reversed its earlier decision. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider an amended parking ordinance. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
The previous plan included Delano and Old Town. This new plan does not include either of those. It's only the downtown core.
How much money is it going to generate, you think, over a year's time?
According to staff, this will generate approximately $2.2 million over 12 months from July of 2025 to the end of June of 2026.
Lily Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine will begin ceasefire talks after his phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports from Washington.
President Trump said the conversation on the ceasefire conditions is one that must be left up to the two parties, but he did remark on the tone and spirit of his talk and believes that Putin is ready for peace. President Trump feels that the Vatican might be an appropriate place for these peace talks to happen. Russia has indicated they're still seeking major concessions. President Zelensky again calling for more sanctions on Russia, which President Trump feels right now at least might make the situation worse on Russia's economy. He posted, quote, Russia wants to do large-scale trade with the United States when this catastrophic bloodbath is over, and I agree. There's a tremendous opportunity for Russia to create massive amounts of jobs and wealth.
Ukraine and Russia held direct talks last week where they agreed to a prisoner swap, though neither Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky nor Putin attended. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 55 degrees at KNSS. More tornadoes plowed through the central U.S. Monday, ripping apart buildings and knocking out power as people from Texas to Kentucky continued to clean up from days of severe weather that killed more than 24 people and destroyed thousands of homes and buildings. At least 4 tornadoes were confirmed in Oklahoma and Nebraska Monday evening, according to a preliminary report from the National Weather Service. Across Oklahoma, at least 10 homes were destroyed and multiple buildings were damaged, including a fire station that was wiped out. That's according to the Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management. A spokesperson for the agency said they have not received any reports of injuries or deaths. Some Republican lawmakers aren't fully on board with President Trump's big, beautiful bill, pushing for more spending cuts. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
President Trump descending on Capitol Hill Tuesday morning to coax skeptical lawmakers to pass his big, beautiful bill. House Speaker Mike Johnson is readying what he called a, quote, cleanup amendment to court reluctant Republicans.
What about these things that have to be solved at the last minute? I mean, does that give you heartburn at night?
No.
Why not?
I have heartburn. Because I know we're going to get this job done.
One outstanding issue, lifting a cap on state and local tax deductions in New York and California. The current plan is limited to a $30,000 exemption. The House Budget Committee advancing the bill late Sunday night after a Friday hiccup which stalled the plan. But South Carolina Republican Ralph Norman still wasn't excited enough to vote yes. He voted present. Andrew Clyde of Georgia also balked.
A final vote for the bill could come as early as Thursday, with the GOP only able to lose 4 Republican votes for the bill to pass. A Texas bill banning minors from social media advances with bipartisan support.
The ban is designed to protect minors from what proponents say is an addictive and harmful product. The bill, which previously passed the state house, seems poised to make its way through the state Senate and then on to Governor Greg Abbott's desk for his signature. Representative Jared Patterson, who authored the bill, tells Fox Digital popular social media sites like X, TikTok, Facebook, and Snapchat have adverse effects on children. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The search for answers after thousands of chicks were abandoned in a postal vehicle.
A Pennsylvania-based hatchery that raises chicks has a weekly distribution to clients around the country, but some 12,000 chicks never got to where they were supposed to go. Instead, left in a postal service truck for 3 days. When they were discovered at a Delaware mail distribution center, thousands had died.
The Department of Agriculture investigator that was here when the birds were unloaded was guessing that there was 8,100 birds that were still alive.
John Piranha, executive director of the nonprofit First State Animal Center and SPCA, says of those available to the public, only a few hundred have been picked up for adoption. As a no-kill shelter, they're turning away offers to buy birds for meat. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic volume still pretty light here in the Wichita area. Not seeing very heavy traffic on the highways. Taking a look at those traffic cameras out there. Might find a puddle here and there, some wet spots after some rain overnight. But for the most part, traffic conditions right now are looking good. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Not as stormy today with drier skies. After having high winds overnight, probably going to have to pick up some tree limbs and a lot of branches as we go throughout the day. Gradually turning mostly sunny with a pleasant warm high of 76 degrees. Still going to be gusty, too. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 30. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesday, May 20th. We had a partly cloudy day across south-central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature, 89 degrees. Normal high is 79. Only about a tenth of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport as of midnight. More possible after that. The front moved through just around that time. A wind gust from the northwest, 64 miles per hour, was clocked just before midnight at Eisenhower Airport. On this date in 1957, an F-4 tornado cut a track of near total devastation from Williamsburg, Kansas, through the southeast suburbs of Kansas City. The track was 71 miles long and nearly one-half mile wide. There were 44 deaths, 531 injuries. Again, that was in 1957. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
And 105 years ago on this date, 1920, a radio station in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, called XWA, began broadcasting the first regularly scheduled radio programming in North America. The Canadians beat us 150 years ago. 10 years ago on this date, the final Stephen 10 in the Morning Show at Brittany Center.
No, that was yesterday.
Why have I got it today?
Today was our first day right here. In this very
okay, yesterday
studio
was a day
where we are sitting now.
Yesterday was the day we left.
Yeah, yesterday was our last one over at Brittany Center, and then the day after that, we moved right into here.
We were at that location for 16 years.
16 years over at Brittany Center.
Man, time is just flying by.
So we've been here how long? We've been here 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, about 9, 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
A Texas man is taking fast food giant Whataburger to court, claiming the chain's failure to remove onions from his meal led to a severe allergic reaction. Demary Ardell Wilson filed the suit in Harris County, alleging that despite his request for no onions on his order, he was served a burger containing the ingredient, which caused him to seek medical attention. Wilson is seeking monetary relief between $250,000 and $1 million, citing negligence and deceptive trade practices by the restaurant. Stand by. Hold on. This isn't his first legal battle over onions. The Onion Man. Wilson previously sued Sonic Drive-In in 2024 under similar circumstances. Whataburger has denied the allegations and demanding strict proof of Wilson's claims. You better have a note from your doctor at least, Mr. Wilson. He's got an onion allergy.
Oh, apparently.
Well, so he says. See if he gets away with it. Police in Slovenia are investigating the disappearance of a bronze statue of U.S. First Lady Melania Trump that was sawed off and carried away from her hometown. The life-size sculpture was unveiled in 2020 during President Trump's first term in office near Sevnica in central Slovenia, where Milaja Kanavas was born in 1970. That's Melania. It replaced a wooden statue that had been set on fire earlier that year. Apparently there's somebody in Slovenia who doesn't care for the First Lady. How about that?
Well, I mean, as we've seen here, we just can't have public works of art.
No.
Remember the Gino Salerno tree sculptures? People vandalize them.
Now, they weren't even
people
political.
People steal cannons. People steal Jackie Robinson statues.
Jackie Robinson statue?
You just can't have somebody, sooner or later, a public work of art. Someone's going to vandalize her to destroy it.
Just can't put up a work of art anymore. Got a couple of birthdays I'd like to mention. Probably mentioned them a couple of times this morning. Luke T. is having a birthday. Luke T. is my grandson, Luke Thummel. He is, I think he's 22 today. I believe he's 22. He's been a treat. He's a little different, but he's a lot of fun. Luke T. having a birthday. Also, Sue Crockett, who worked with us at the old KEYN years ago. Her husband, Dave, a local attorney, and Sue is a delightful person. She's having a birthday. And you know who else is having a birthday? Forrest Wise. Remember Forrest, the husband of our manager, Jackie Wise?
Our former manager.
Former manager. She is retired now, and he's retired. Forrest, a football player at Wichita State back in the day.
Yeah, he's a shocker. Shocker football player.
He's a shocker. All right, it's coming up on 6:17 now. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at the leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Speaking of the Shockers, it's time for Shocker baseball in the postseason. The American Conference Tournament begins today in Clearwater, Florida. First round game features two teams on winning streaks. Number 7 seed Wichita State taking on number 2 seed Charlotte. The Shockers are on a season high 5-game winning streak. Charlotte comes in on a 9-game winning streak. So somebody's streak will come to an end this afternoon. Mike Kennedy and Denning Gehrig have the call of Shocker baseball at the conference tournament beginning at 2:45 this afternoon. Listen to the Shockers live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Late night last night, the Kansas City Royals on the West Coast taking on the San Francisco Giants. City by the Bay. Man, the Royals got great pitching again. Chris Bubich on the mound. Of course, he's from the San Francisco area. I think he enjoyed pitching in front of his lot of home fans. He went 7 innings, only allowed 2 hits. The Giants were trying to rally in the bottom of the 7th inning against Bubich. You heard the action last night on KFH.
Ball and a strike and the pitch. He swings and lines it to Bobby. Flips to Garcia. Double play. It goes 6-5. on the flip from Bobby over to Michael Garcia at third. Will the Giants challenge the play at third base? No challenge. So the ball wasn't lined that hard, but the infield was in. Bobby to Michael. Two outs with one swing, inning over.
Yeah, that was pretty nifty. Bubich, that finished up Bubich for seven innings. He only gave up two hits. The Royals got a two-run home run a little later on from Vinny Pasquantino and beat the Giants 3-1 last night. As the Royals now have back-to-back wins, Bubich is now 5-2 on the season with a 1.47 earned run average. How about that? The Royals and the Giants, again, late night tonight, have coverage at 8:30 this evening, and that's over on KFH. Let's go to some more Major League action. How about in Denver yesterday? The top team in the National League, the Philadelphia Phillies, taking on the bottom team in the big leagues, the Colorado Rockies. You probably guessed the result. Phillies got some nice offense from their third baseman, former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm on NBC Sports Philly.
Fly ball, center field, pretty well hit, carrying out toward the wall. It is gone! Two-run center field home run for Alec Bohm! And the Phillies have taken the lead here in the top of the eighth inning on the third home run of the year from Bohm.
You want to talk about loud noises. Mercy.
Yeah, Alec Bohm got off to a very slow start on the season, but now he's batting .357 in the last 2 weeks. Phillies beat the Rockies 9-3 in Denver. That's four wins in a row for the top team in the National League, the Phillies. Minor League Baseball, the first-place Wichita Wind Surge, will be on the road this week down in San Antonio, taking on the Missions, the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. First place Wichita in action tonight on the road at 7:05. JUCO Softball, the 47th annual JUCO Softball World Series underway in Yuma, Arizona in a second round game yesterday. Number 9 seed Butler Community College shutting out Paris, Texas 3-0, stopping one of the best offenses in the nation. Who did Butler have in the circle? Freshman out of Circle High School out of Benton. Ellie Randall threw a four-hit shutout, only allowed four singles to the great Paris offense.
Wow.
And Ellie is now 17-2 on the season now after yesterday's win. That's pretty good stuff there. Butler softball, six wins in a row, now 45-7 on the season as they advance into the quarterfinals. In college men's tennis, we're into the Sweet 16 now of the NCAA tournament. Being played in Altamonte Springs, Florida. Today's action is the number 7 seed Washburn against the number 10 seed Concordia Irvine. That'll be at 10 o'clock this morning. Washburn men's tennis. The Ichabods have won 10 in a row. They are 20-3 on the season into the Sweet 16 today. And a happy birthday today to former KU basketball star Julian Wright. He is 38 years old today. He was one of the top 10 recruits in the nation coming out of Illinois. Went to KU for 2 years. Then he went to the NBA, drafted number 13 overall by the New Orleans Hornets. Played 4 years in the NBA and then many years overseas, including he was a big star in Israel. Former Jayhawk Julian Wright, it's his birthday. He's 38 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
Coming up, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, the dangers of sweeteners and sugar. Dr. Gupta coming up, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Stephen Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Tuesday morning. 55 degrees. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss fireworks. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
The state legislature this year passed the ordinance that allows for year-round fireworks sale. But the city of Wichita, we've heard from residents, and that is not something that they're interested in. So the ordinance would allow us to have the same limited amount of selling days as well as shooting off days as in last year.
Lily Boo commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
A number of grain cars derailed during weekend storms west of Scott City, Kansas. 15 parked rail cars, all grain haulers, came off the tracks at the Modoc elevator on Sunday. Officials said the cars appeared to be empty at the time. Damage in Scott City mostly limited to power lines, road signs, trees, and an unoccupied home. 4 tornadoes touched down in Scott County on Sunday.
A woman was injured in a fire in Reno County Monday morning near Plevna. Fire crews found a camper and a garage in flames. A woman was hospitalized with critical burns. Cause of the blaze has not been determined.
Another inmate who escaped from a prison in New Orleans last week was captured yesterday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Louisiana State Police announced 4 of the 10 fugitives are back in custody. That includes 21-year-old Gary C. Price, arrested outside a vacant New Orleans home. And according to local reports, Price was charged with first-degree murder before escaping the jail. One of the 6 fugitives that remain on the loose was convicted of second-degree murder and was awaiting sentencing. Law enforcement officials think they could be anywhere. As time ticks on, law enforcement is increasing the reward for information that leads to the capture of the inmates. That reward now stands at $20,000 per fugitive.
The Orleans Parish Sheriff blaming defective locks for the escape, suggesting there could have been inside help. There was only one guard at the time of the escape. She was away getting food, according to authorities.
Former President Joe Biden's office announced Sunday he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer that had spread to the bone. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
Former President Biden commenting for the first time since his cancer diagnosis was revealed, thanking everyone for their well wishes. Biden writing on social media, quote, "Cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are the strongest in the broken places. Thank you for lifting us up with love and support." His former running mate and VP Kamala Harris called Biden a fighter. Former President Barack Obama saying he's certain Biden will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace. And President Trump says he and Melania are wishing Biden a fast and successful recovery.
Doctors believe the cancer will respond well to hormone treatment but cannot be fully cured.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy died in a fire in a mobile gun range, and the family is suing.
Deputy Alfredo Freddy Flores died 6 months after the fire. He was performing a mandatory firearm recertification inside the trailer when it caught on fire. The family is claiming negligence, arguing the fire started because the mobile gun range wasn't properly maintained. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department has not responded to a request for comment. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
6:33 now. Let's take a look at the forecast. Let's just say it's sunny and windy today with a high of 74 degrees. And right now we've got 55 degrees and a mostly cloudy sky. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. And about an hour from now, we'll check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. That's about 7:25 this morning. All right, Ted, what happened on this date 98 years ago? I know you know.
1927. Okay.
Charles Lindbergh took off from New York, Spirit of St. Louis, in his attempt to become the first person to fly nonstop across the Atlantic. He landed safely the next day at Le Bourget Airfield in Paris and was awarded a $25,000 prize, which was a lot of money in those days. Now jump ahead 93 years ago, 1932, Amelia Earhart took off from Newfoundland, heading for Ireland. She landed at Londonderry 15 hours later, making her the first woman to fly across the Atlantic by herself. Of course, Amelia Earhart was a native of Kansas. Which, from Atchison?
Yep.
Okay.
Hard for us to realize how huge those accomplishments were and how dangerous it was at the time and how it was almost unfathomable in some ways that someone could do something like this.
Almost like going to the moon?
Yeah, we can't.
At that time, it was. It was huge.
Yeah.
And my dad, always a big Lindbergh fan. I don't know that he liked his his pro-German attitude in World War II, but well, he was amazed at that. We went to Washington when I was about 13. And there in the Smithsonian, he was just beside himself. The Spirit of St. Louis, the airplane is
hanging right up there.
Hanging there like somebody put a model together.
Yep, there it is. And, of course, that instantly made him basically the most famous person on the planet.
Absolutely. Lindbergh, small town in France, here you go, has succeeded in its third Guinness World Record attempt by hosting a gathering of 3,076 people dressed as Smurfs.
Hmm.
The town of Landerneau in France's Brittany region had attempted the world record for the most people dressed as Smurfs twice before. Apparently didn't quite make it. They fell short of the 2,762 people, which was set in Germany in 2019. So we have a new people dressed as Smurf champion, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
This is what the French and the Germans are doing these days.
Well, you know, I guess, they got some time on their hands.
Apparently.
Yeah. All right. So we had some pretty good storms. Some storms overnight. I won't say good storms. It was very windy with rain and no hail, but very windy as this front came through right around midnight, or a little after. And, you know, we had a wind gust of, like I said, 64 miles per hour at the airport, which qualifies for a severe thunderstorm warning, which we had. But we don't, we've got some tree lines, some power problems around the city. But other than that, I'm not hearing any injuries or fatalities. Good for that. And it's cooled off quite a bit. We're down to 55 degrees. 6:37, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last week's Kansas average steer sold for $220.11, up $1.14 from the previous week. Nebraska was $228.82, up $1.83. Now, Monday's action in the cattle futures was two-sided, with the feeders struggling with more problems of going higher than what the live cattle were. The cattle complex closed mostly positive yesterday. Now, Thursday is expiration of the May feeders, and Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report. Lean hogs yesterday traded mixed and closed mixed with downside in the nearby contracts. At the close, August live cattle $1.17 higher, $207.92. August feeder cattle 12 cents lower, $297.47. In July, lean hogs down 60 cents at $103.57. Monday, the December corn futures tested the low that was made last Friday and bounced to the upside. The wheat, corn, and soybean futures all closed positive yesterday. Last week's commitment of traders report showed the funds are adding to their shorts in the corn, soybean meal, Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures and options. Winter wheat, good to excellent rating, is at 52% now, down 2 points from the previous week. Kansas is at 49%, that's up 1 point. Texas and Colorado both dropped 10 points in their good to excellent rating this week. Harvest is 8% done in the wheat crop in Texas. Corn planting is 78% complete. Average is 73. Kansas is also at 73%. Soybean planting is 66% done. Average is 53%. And Kansas is 57% planted. At the moment, July Kansas City wheat, 10.5 cents higher, 5.33 1/4. July corn, 4 1/4 higher, 4.51 3/4. July soybeans down 0.5 cents at 10.50 1/4. July crude oil, 31 cents lower at 61.83. June gold, $9.5 higher at 3,243. June S&P, 9 1/4 points lower at 5,973, while the June dollar index is 15 cents lower at $100.14. And June Dow Jones futures, 10 points higher at 42,895. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, is it common for a farmer to I know it's a dumb question, but have more than one crop going on his land at a time?
Oh, yes. Yes. Matter of fact, diversification is much, much more common and much better, because sometimes not one crop always does well. So you got the diversification of another crop maybe helping make up for the crop that doesn't make it. And the other thing is, you want to rotate. In other words, you don't want to continuously plant wheat or plant corn. You want to rotate your crops in those fields.
To different ground then, huh?
Yes. Excuse me.
You got
a little trouble with my voice.
Got a cough here, huh? All right. Go ahead.
What's that?
Go ahead.
No, I think it's all the dry dust, because we're not getting any rain in Augusta.
Oh, did you get any overnight? Because we got a little wash through here. Not much, but
we didn't even get a sprinkle. Huh. Matter of fact, there was some pretty heavy stuff for a short period of time, just a few miles east of us, but we did not get anything.
How about that? You're in Augusta again. Okay.
Remember the old Burma Shave signs? You would drive by and there'd be a series of five of them back in the old days. One of them was like a bald guy, and it says, "I don't seem to have much on top. Wish I could rotate the crop." Burma Shave.
Rotate the crop. I never saw that, Ted.
That's a good one. Yeah, those were
that
great.
That is a good one.
Yeah. You just keep them, but that would, if we had them today, they would distract the drivers and they'd have accidents.
Oh, that's true.
It would distract them from their texting.
Yes, that's true.
But, you know, Steve, another thing we don't see as much of as we used to in diversification. We don't see as much livestock and grain farming as we used to. A lot of the livestock has disappeared from most operations now.
Okay, so we need to have our cows, don't we?
Well, we need diversification helps in the long run. If you know, not having all your hopes and dreams in one pot.
Well, I don't. The only frame of reference I have is my late uncle's farm out near Bushton, and he always had a few cattle. And a few head, and he was a wheat farmer, and I know that he had also had a little oil well on his land too that kept pumping, and that
those make very good shade trees for cattle.
Yeah, and I understand they're good for the for the economy as well.
Yeah, right. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards.
All right, thank you, Tom. Check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant. CFP, he is the money tracker. Mm-hmm. Got an hour? Fix your finances.
Ah,
Don's going to tell us about that coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 647. Three big things. Kansas Prisoner Review Board has rescinded parole for a man convicted of killing a state trooper in 1978.
Two.
Wichita City Council will discuss an amended parking plan today that will bring paid parking to downtown.
One.
More storms across central Kansas overnight with heavy rain and high wind in places, down power lines and power outages in Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Those traffic volumes really picking up now. Starting to see some heavier traffic on K-42 around I-235 down in southwest Wichita. Otherwise, things looking pretty good here on the roadways. Traffic conditions still pretty good. Down by Derby, 63rd Street South, and K-15, some fairly heavy traffic in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and windy today with a high of 74 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 49. For Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 76. Now mostly cloudy, northwest wind at 16 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. An Idaho judge rejected arguments from attorneys for an accused quadruple murderer that he should not face the death penalty if convicted of the brutal stabbings.
This is Fox on Justice. Brian Koberger, accused of murdering four University of Idaho students in their off-campus rental home in 2022, will be eligible for the death penalty if he's convicted. The ruling from trial judge Stephen Hippler said Koberger's autism disorder does not make him ineligible for capital punishment. Koberger's lawyers argued that his autism amounted to an intellectual disability and that the U.S. was moving away from executing criminals with mental issues. But prosecutors said at the April 9th hearing that autism is a broad category and does not apply. Here's Idaho Deputy Attorney General Jeff Nye.
An evolving standard of decency requires some kind of national consensus. And the critical place you look for that are the actions of state legislatures. Not a single state has said that someone with ASD cannot be executed.
Koberger's trial is scheduled to begin August 11th. Dan Springer, Fox News.
Wall Street began the week on a positive note Monday.
Stocks staging a late-day rally after Moody's cut the U.S. credit rating. At the close, the Dow higher by 137 points, the S&P up 5, the Nasdaq up 4. Moody's was the last of the big credit rating agencies to strip treasuries of their AAA credit rating, citing fiscal risks as the big reason why. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent discounted the importance of Moody's move, saying the downgrade was a lagging indicator. But investors weighing the rising cost of federal government debt sold treasuries, sending the 10-year yield as high as 4.55% and the 30-year above 5%, its highest level since 2023. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Got an hour? Fix your finances. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you, but I waste a lot of time online. Sometimes it's for what I legitimize as research, but it's often just entertainment. If you can direct your attention away from reels, videos, and research for just 1 hour, there's a bunch you can do to put order to your money in just an hour. Well, first of all, you should submit, you should do this 3 times a year. Is a check on your credit report. Annualcreditreport.com allows you to check each of the 3 reporting agencies once a year. Look it over. Make sure there are no unfamiliar accounts in your name and that there are no errors. Protect yourself from scams and hackers by freezing your credit report. Well, it's an effective way to reduce risk of identity theft, and just, you know, in just a few minutes, you can request a credit freeze online or by phone. Credit agencies will restrict access, thus shutting down anyone wanting to fraudulently use your good credit. Well, it can be thawed with just another call. IRS scams are on the rise, particularly for those older than 65. Sign up for an identity PIN. It is a six-digit PIN used once a year when you file your taxes. You'll get a new PIN each year. The PIN can prevent others from filing and claiming your refund. I did this one. I called my mobile phone service provider and cleared up my account. It effectively reduced my payments by $100 a month, believe it or not. There are several family members still on my account, and a few unneeded extras somehow got into that account, and those were removed. Well, some of them were the insurance things and stuff that my daughters had put on there, and they had sold us like 3 or 4 extra lines when my daughter went and got a 1 line for her iWatch, and it just, anyway, we ended up.
But you can clean it up then.
We just went in there and just said, what do I need?
Yeah.
You know, what am I using? So anyway,
okay.
Well, check online with your state treasurer's office. In fact, check with any state that you've ever lived. You may have unclaimed cash or property. Each state has a site, or go to missingmoney.com. You may be surprised. I actually found one from an old Navy Federal Credit Union thing I had. Excessive credit card debt? Well, take a low interest balance transfer card and just keep an eye on it. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
It seems like I did that several years ago. Found out somebody owed me some money, and I never got it. So there you go.
Okay. Did you not know your Social Security
number?
No,
I knew everything, and they were going to send it, but it didn't get to. I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, follow it up.
Not enough money to worry about. Only, you know, a couple of million is all it was.
So. Yeah, that's just nothing.
Today is National Be a Millionaire Day.
Ah.
Have you ever imagined what it would be like to be a millionaire? If you have, this holiday is for you. Take a minute and imagine what it would be like to be a millionaire. Okay.
How's it feel?
Don doesn't have to imagine. Don is a millionaire several times over.
Thousands of times.
According to a recent study, almost 24.5 million millionaires live in the U.S. today.
I believe that.
Yeah.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, when you take this, how does it work? You total your personal wealth,
right?
Which kind of the what your home is worth?
Well, you add up your home, your
401k,
IRAs,
your IRA,
everything else, and then get that total, and then subtract any debt, like you may have credit card debt, or you may have a mortgage, and then whatever you end up with is your net worth.
Then you could be a negative millionaire.
Yeah, I think many people may be. Oh. Yeah.
So if you ever wonder what I know what but don't know what it would be like. Do millionaires still wear spats?
They do, and a little monocle.
Yeah, yeah, like the Monopoly guy. Yeah.
They carry a cane. Yeah. No, you'd be surprised at people who are millionaires.
No, I wouldn't. My work. Just a quick note. My wife worked for Fidelity.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Means when it was savings place years ago.
Right.
And she said, you know, you would be amazed. The people come in here wearing dirty clothes, overalls, and she said, you'd be amazed how much money they have stored away.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
They just don't dress the part.
Well, you know, and they, you know, they've been so used to putting it away and saving, and you know, particularly if they were, you know, they were raised in a depression or they had parents who were. But I tell you, I have this talk with people all the time. It's time to spend money.
Spend
I know that
money.
Sounds crazy, especially coming from a financial advisor. But if you're in your mid to late 70s and you've sat, you have had meeting, you know, you've gone over your plan and you realize it. That it would be very difficult for you to outlive your savings. There's nothing wrong with going out and treating yourself, taking a big expensive trip.
Telling the wife, and you know. But anyway, you remember the line from, and I thought this was brilliant, from Casablanca, where Sidney Greenstreet is offering the piano player another job away from Rick's.
Right, right.
Offers him more money. He says,
trying to poach.
I don't have time to spend the money I make here.
Yeah.
Something of that effect.
But yeah.
That's the way I feel. I just don't have money to go. I don't have time to go shopping. Maybe I'll find somebody to do it for me, huh?
There you go. Hire a shopper.
All right.
See? Treat yourself.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Don, guys. Thank you. Coming up 7 o'clock hour, top of the hour news this morning. More storms overnight in Kansas. We've got the story. And Kansas communities are recovering from Sunday storm. So it is a stormy report. Coming up, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.